Welcome to the Common Sense Mentoring Classic Series. In this classic audio presentation, you'll discover why some principles of success are truly timeless and have empowered countless independent business owners, just like you, to live life in balance.
Thanks. Well, I appreciate that. It's good to be with you this afternoon. Let me get started. See how much time I have here. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get you to look at things again from a little different perspective, and which we need to do. I went through a list of things with some of the other people earlier on Only in America, and I'm not going to be able to remember all of them, but I want to do a couple with you because they're kind of cute. Only in America can we pull up to an ATM machine and there's instructions in Braille. Now that one stuck with me because it's scary. Okay? Another one that wasn't on this list, but I thought about it a little bit. When we pack things on ships, it's called cargo. And when we put things in trucks, it's called shipments. We take tea bags and heat them up with hot water. Take the results of that, put ice cubes in it to cool it down, add sugar to make it sweeter, and then add lemon. And we think of ourselves as logical people, okay? And I don't know how much logic we really have. You know, the point is that so much of what you and I do is emotions, okay, emotional decisions. And we like to think of ourselves as logical, but really what we are is we are emotional beings that use our logic to justify what we've decided to do emotionally. Now, we don't like to admit that. We like to say, not me. I look at all the facts. Well, in fact, we really don't look at all the facts. The thing that has impressed me for years as we've worked with this business is that if you look at it from a straight logical viewpoint, you can't turn it down. But what happens is somehow, and I don't know why, but somehow here seems more often than most places I've ever seen, immediately our emotions come into a decision as to whether we're going to look at the business closer, whether we're going to pursue it a little bit, whether we're going to go full tilt with it, okay? Right away, our emotions start entering in with it rather than our logic. Because on straight logic, you can't turn this down. You can't even ignore it. You can't turn your back on it. You got to do something with it logically. Now, I like numbers. I like getting in the numbers, engineering background and so on. So I enjoy numbers. And one of the first thing that I did with Sherry was when we saw this idea, I didn't want to do it. My emotions got involved, okay? First emotion, I didn't like the person that showed it to me. What did that have to do with anything? Nothing. It's what's important is it a good idea? Anyhow, didn't like it. Sounded too good to be true, right? You ever heard that one? Okay, have you ever heard this one? It's too rotten to be true. This sounds too rotten to be true. No, if it sounds rotten, you and I'll believe it. That's why we read the newspaper. Okay, front page. Anyhow, too good to be true. So I took it and I took the plan and I took a pad of paper and proceeded to sit at my kitchen table and work out an example to show Sherry why this wouldn't work. And I didn't use the same example they used. I used a different one because I knew the one they used worked. Of course they used the one that worked. So I used a different one. But it worked. I said, okay, well, I happened to hit on the other one that worked. So I took another piece of paper, wadded the first one up, threw it down, worked out another example. It worked too. Ripped that one up, threw it on the floor. Another one. Honest to goodness, I did this, okay? Worked that example out. That worked. I finally figured out the two examples that this business will not work. And I'm even going to tell you what they are so you can save a lot of time on this, okay? First example, you register somebody into this business with you. They do all the volume. And the next thing that you see happen is they get all of the bonus money. So it didn't work for you. Well, I thought, well, I don't like that. But it is fair. Okay. Second one is, you don't register anybody in the business, or you register somebody, and neither one of you do anything, and neither one of you make any money. I didn't like that one either. But it was fair. Okay? And I don't know about you, but all I was ever looking for in life was just a fair shot at life. I would love to have had an unfair advantage, okay? I'd love to see that, but I wasn't expecting it. And I do think a lot of us, we like the idea of something for nothing, okay? That would appeal to anybody, wouldn't it? It does me. I like the idea. The problem with it is, anytime somebody gets something for nothing, somebody else has to get nothing for something. Because that's the only way that can happen. So we like to maybe kind of hope for it, but we don't really in our heart expect it. We know that we're going to have to put forth an effort to get a return. This business is the epitome of putting forth an effort for a return. Maybe short term, but more so long term. It provides that for you and I. It just opens the door up to what we really would like to have. Now, it's a little bit different, isn't it? When we look at this idea compared to our normal thinking of a job or a business or anything, it's just it just steps out of the normal, what we call those paradigms, the normal boundaries that we think of in generating an income and generating a source of income, having a business, having a job, whatever. And the first reaction is, for most of us, I think, is, see if you agree with me. Some of you, you're relatively new. I don't think I like this. Because it's different. Something's a little different, would you agree we tend to not like it? We say, whoa, wait a minute. Here, I'll give you one. This is a little different, okay? Normally in the United States, we eat French fries with ketchup. Okay, most of us, all right? So the idea, if I told you what you really ought to try is putting vinegar on them. You think, whoa, I don't think so. But you know what? How about this? Mayonnaise. You think, I don't think so. Ketchup is, anybody that would put vinegar or mayonnaise on French fries is a little strange, okay? Well, if you go to England and you talk to them about putting ketchup on French fries, they're going to say, that is really weird. If you go to Belgium or Netherlands and talk to them about putting ketchup on French fries, they're going to think, that is really strange, because in England they generally put vinegar on them, and in Belgium and Netherlands they generally put mayonnaise on them. You know what? Now, when it comes to food, I'm pretty open-minded about trying anything. I am. I wasn't too open-minded about looking at this business, but I'll try just about anything in food, right, Bert? Okay? And Bert and I were over in Thailand. They offered us a selection of strange food, one of which was a 100-year egg. And Bert said, okay, and you got to be polite when people are trying to teach you, you know, or treat you. And he said, okay, Jerry, he said, if you eat it, I'll eat it. I said, okay. So I ate my 100-year egg, and I found out Bert lies. But only when it comes to eating strange food, okay? Anyhow. So our first reaction to this idea is, I don't think I like that because that sounds kind of like vinegar on French fries to me. That has nothing to do with you and I looking at a way to accomplish what we want to accomplish in life. Now, if it came down to you doing things that you, excuse me, if it came down to you not doing things that you don't like, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, most of you, and your current source of income. There are things about your current source of income you don't like. Would you be honest enough to admit that? I didn't say all of it. They're just things that you don't like. What did you decide? You're doing it anyhow. Okay? We got Keith down here. Keith sticks his fingers in other people's mouth where they spit on him. Now he now wears gloves. He's sophisticated. We don't like certain things, but we accept them. Say, well, I'm not sure I like this idea. All of us have had to deal with this. You know what? The buggy whip people didn't like automobiles. And they didn't like the idea of even having to go to work for an automobile company. Some of them refused. The vinyl record people didn't like cassettes or CDs. Either one, they didn't like it. Okay, you know what? It didn't make any difference. They both went out of business. The carburetor manufacturing people worked in the carburetor manufacturing companies don't like the idea of fuel injection. It didn't matter. What mattered was it a good idea that was going to be accepted by people long term? And the answers were yes, yes, yes. And you know what? You and I don't even have to like this business. I have people say, well, you ought to like what you do for a living. I agree. It would be nice. But you know what? The people that registered Sherry and I in this business didn't like it. They went ahead and built it anyhow. Then they retired. The difference was they only had to not like it for a few years instead of 40 years. That's the choices we're making, okay? Now, the next question we're going to deal with is, will it work? Now, this one is really a strange one because we're asking a question about something on will it work? And the answer is already in front of us. Okay, let's do this. Will this idea work? Well, I don't know. What's your definition of works? I heard something one time that has proven extremely valuable. It's not so much many times the opportunity that you and I participate in as it is the people that we are going to participate with. And you and I are participating with some people that are extremely knowledgeable and very credible, reliable. And the importance of that is if it's a good idea and you're with the wrong people, you'll never see the money. If it's a bad idea and it's the right people, they'll get you out of it as good as possible. Well, we happen to have the right combination of a great idea with the right people. I might add the people that are working with you right here. Well, let me go on. Next one. Next question. I can't picture how this really works. I can't see it. And I have to admit, I was in that category. I just couldn't see how it could all come together at first, okay? Now, Sherry was excited. She was excited. She didn't see it either. If you ask her, she would be honest with you and tell you, I didn't understand it, okay? What she did is she looked at the money. And she dealt with a very important question. The question was not, can we make that much money? She put that one aside. Here's the question she dealt with. Can I spend that much money? Okay? And she came up with a big yes. Now, I didn't really understand or appreciate how good Sherry was at spending back then. Because we didn't have as much to spend, but I'm going to tell you, she is the best I've seen. One guy says she is under her name in the credit card hall of fame. All right. Anyhow, I can't really see it. Okay. Now, whether you and I can see it or not, if it's working, does that matter? No, some of that requires vision and also requires a little faith. But can I see it? And to me, the example I've used, have you ever had somebody show you a picture of something and they say, okay, this is a man's face. You ever done this? And they say, you see it? And you say, no. So, okay, here, let me help you. Here's the nose. See the nose? No, I don't see. Okay, here, I'll give you another little. Here's the eye. Here's the nose. Here's the eye. Nope. Okay, a little more. Here's the nose. Here's the eye. Here's the chin, the neck. You see how it? No. And then you start putting it further away from you, and you're bringing it up closer to you, and you even turn it upside down. Maybe you got, there's nothing there. You can't see it. And that's lack of vision, isn't it? And we all have blind spots in our life, don't we? Okay. Now, you could lay that picture down, walk by it 2-3 weeks later or a day later, maybe 2 hours later, and it's laying on the table. You walk by, you look at that picture, and bam, there's the man's face. Jumps right out at you. You think, how could I have missed that? Now, the frustrating part is, now you got to show that man's face to somebody else. And when we show that man's face to somebody else, and they say, I don't see it, you're thinking, I am feeling like an idiot here, okay? Because it's so clear, all right? And they just can't see it. And that is part of it. I can't see it. But that's stepping out on faith, okay? That the people that you and I are showing the face to us, we're saying, well, they're not pulling our leg. There really is a face there, okay? Now, there are going to be people that you and I show that man's face to, show this business to, that are not going to grasp the vision of it. No matter how hard you point to the nose and the eye, no matter how loud you say, there's the nose, it's not going to make any difference. It's, you know, have you ever seen somebody that speaks a foreign language and they're not understanding you, so you think if you talk louder, they'll understand you? Okay, it's a waste of time. Go on, move on. Don't waste time. Move on. Find the people that can see it. And the others may or may not come later, but that's fine. You just move on. You're not looking for that many business partners, independent business owners to go into business with you anyhow, okay? Now, what then do we talk about? You know, you and I hear more and more talk about the four quadrants of generating an income, okay? And in fact, we might even ask ourselves, you know, here we got the employee, and then we have the quadrant with the self-employed, then we have the quadrant with the business owner, then we have the quadrant with the investors, okay? And I could ask you, okay? You could ask me, okay, which one of these would you want to be? Would you want to be an employee? Maybe you would, okay? Would you want to be self-employed? Maybe you would. Would you want to be a business owner? Maybe you would. Would you want to be an investor? Maybe you would. But you know what? I don't think you want to be any of them. I don't think you want to be an employee. I don't think you want to be self-employed. I don't think you want to be a business owner. I don't think you want to be an investor. I think you want the results of what one of those four will bring you. I'd like to have something for nothing too. I'd like to not be any one of those and just have the money rolling in and get up every morning and somehow, some way, like, you know, the Old Testament, manna falls from the sky. Oh, get up every morning, walk out on the front porch, and it rains $100 bills. Of course, then we'd probably complain that they don't fall right in our wallet, that we have to go and pick them up. Okay, when are they going to learn how to drop these things right? Anyhow, what we really want is results. Okay, I'm going to come back to that. Next question. Will it work? Will this business, will it work? I've already addressed that. It's working, okay? Next question, will it work for me? Now, I'll tell you what is interesting to me on this question. We sit and ask, will this work for me? And we give this business a question, a question that we don't even require of our current income. So, well, sure I do. I ask, will it work for me? I mean, when I go into work, I get a paycheck. I have a business that's either making me a little bit of profit or a lot of profit, or I own a business that's generating some income while I'm not. I make some investments that are going up in value. Now, I'm not talking about will it work for me today, next week, next month. I'm talking about will it work for me long term. Because you see, when you and I ask that same question of the things most of us are currently doing, the answer is no. What we're currently doing will not work. And I say, well, geez, how do you know that, Jerry? Because statistics tell us they don't work. The facts are 95% of the people after 40 years of work end up dead, disabled, broke. Fact. Now, does that sound like it's working to you? No, it's a program that has not worked except for 5% of the people. And what we would find is those 5% generally are not in the employed or self-employed category. Because when they quit working, they had no money coming in. It doesn't work. And yet we don't dare to ask ourselves that question about our current source of income. We tend to be like ostriches. You know, people ask me sometimes, what do you do for a living? And what I want to do is I want to tell them I go around jerking ostriches' heads out of the ground. Because economically, financially, most of us walk around through life with our heads in the ground. Now, the bad part about that is when our head's in the ground, something else is sticking up real high, okay? And that's generally where we catch it in life, okay? So I jerk people's heads out of the ground. You know, they pull their head up, they look around a little bit, and they say, oh, my Lord, this is terrible, and back down they go again. Thinking that by ignoring it, it will somehow get better, which it doesn't. Anyhow, will it work for me? The answer is no. The current sources of income that most people are pursuing, just plain old, the facts prove they don't work. And we're told this. Let me ask you this. How many newspaper articles, magazine articles, television or radio broadcasts have you heard in the past week, month, year? How many years do you want to go at? 5 years, 10 years, that tell us good news. Good news. Your retirement situation is going to be great. Your pension funds are going to be enough to live on. Your Social Security checks are going to be more than you will need. So no problem. I haven't seen any. Everybody's trying to say, hey, wake up. Let's be honest with you. The money's running out. The statistics are that people that are 36 years of age and older are going to make more money than they put into Social Security, and it's still not enough. The really scary part is that those that are 35 years and younger are going to put in a lot more money in Social Security than they will ever see, because there's not enough people. Now, all of you that are 35 or younger, I'm sorry. Too bad for you. But we appreciate you. Now, in fact, I'm not going to get a chance to collect it because we've set up too good of an income here. We're overqualified. But those that don't do that are in a position where they appreciate you more. Next question. I'm going to do this one here. How hard will it be? I'm not saying you shouldn't ask that question, but it's the wrong first question. It's the wrong first question. Well, I'll answer it for you. It won't be as hard as what you're doing right now. It won't require 8 hours a day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, an hour, 2 hours, when and where you can rearrange your schedule to do something towards your future. Won't be as hard as what you're doing today. And you're going to get more help than you're getting today. The people that you are working with, your team, the support team that you've got is there to help you. And there's an incentive to help you. Phenomenal plan that's set up to help you do that. So here's some questions. How are the prices? How will it be delivered? What about credit card security? You know what? Those are all already taken care of. Don't get bogged down in details. Keep your eye on the big picture, and that is, what are you hoping to get out of being employed, self-employed, a business owner, investor? What are you working for? Those are the questions that you need to continue to answer. What am I hoping to get out of life? Some of us think the answer then, if it's not working where I'm working now, the answer is I'll just have to work longer. You know what I've started hearing? This is really kind of interesting. And I didn't hear it 5 years ago. I certainly didn't hear it 10 years ago. But just in the past, seems like 2 years, 24 months. You talk to people about retirement, and here's the response. I'll probably end up working the rest of my life. Would you agree? That's the... I'm going to try to invest in the stock market where 98% of the people lose money long term. I'm not talking about did you make money this week. I'm talking about long term. Statistically, the facts are, okay? Probably end up working the rest of my life. So one answer is for me to just keep doing more. In fact, maybe working two jobs instead of one. Now, the typical approach is the guy thinks the wife ought to work two jobs instead of one. Anyhow, we won't spend any time there. They think that the answer is to do more. And the thing I think about like this, it's like being on an expressway, okay? Being on an expressway, and we're going 70 miles an hour, and somebody says, but this expressway runs right off the end of a cliff. Oh, you say, well, okay, now that I know that, okay, what I need to do is drive faster. As if that's going to put us on a different endpoint. Put the pedal to the metal. Work 12 hours a day. So when I go off the end of the cliff, I get a little more arch. That's not the answer, is it? That's what 95% of the people are going to be doing. Walt Disney said when he was asked, why do you feel like you've been successful? He said, because I'd get an idea and I'd ask 10 of my friends what they thought about it. And if like 9 of them, 10 of them said it was a crummy idea, it was crazy. He said, I'd do it because I figured 90% of the people were going the wrong direction in life anyhow. Well, he was 5% off. But it was a pretty good guideline. And that takes me to the next one. Who in the world can you talk to about whether this is a good idea or not? Even though we lay facts right in front of us, say, here's the facts. Maybe we should talk to somebody about it. Let's get an opinion. Yes, a credible opinion. Credible knowledge. That would probably not qualify your friends and relatives and the people that you work with and hang around the coffee break room. Credible in their area, yes. Credible in this business, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Go to people that can give you the advice, give you the information that you're looking for. When you want advice on how to build this business, check with the person that's got the knowledge. They've got the experience. They have the help available to you. Unless, of course, you're not really trying to get credible information. I'm going to ask you something. When you're asking for advice, are you looking for why it will work or why you won't work? Because if you're looking for why you won't work, you don't need to ask anybody. Just don't do it. If you're looking for why it will work, you need to talk to people that know why it works. Of course, this is logical, and we don't want to be logical. We want our emotions. Or do we? Well, we don't want to be employed. I don't think. We don't really want to be self-employed. We don't really want to be business owners. We don't really want to be investors. What we want is the results. And what are those results that we want? Now, this is the tough part. Here, this is really tough because when we start talking to you about lifestyle, okay, we know that we've got to create a lifestyle picture that's real, by the way. We've got to create a lifestyle picture that you say, Jesus sounds pretty good. When we talk about new homes or automobiles or vacations and we go into these kind of details, and we can take the danger of walking right over the line of what's important to you and not important to somebody else, or what's important to somebody else but not important to another person, okay, because it's all there. We take the danger of stepping right over the line of going what's important to becoming materialistic. It's tough. But you know, that's your problem. That's not our problem. I asked a fellow a while back, I could tell he wasn't really with me, and I finished showing the plan, and you know, we show the income in this business, and it is phenomenal. The truth is, jeez. And I said, let me ask you something. If I tell you the truth and you don't believe it, what's that make it? I knew the answer before he answered it. He said, well, that makes it a lie. I could tell by looking on his face what he was going to say. He said, well, that makes it a lie. I said, no, it doesn't. It makes it the truth that you don't believe. What kind of lifestyle can you have in this? Well, let's deal with some other things. What do you really want out of life? More time? To do the things you'd like to do? I think so. I do. Security for yourself and your family? I think that's important. Would you like to be able to educate your children no matter where they wanted to go to the university? How about taking care of your parents? It costs a lot of money to educate children and to take care of parents. Assisted living homes, $3,500 a month, $5,000 a month. Let me ask you something. If all of a sudden I were to throw $3,500 a month into your budget today, requirement, expense, just a plain old better life. And I don't know what that means to you. But you know what? You need to find out what it means to you. And that's why most of you have looked at this business and you've just decided, this is something I'm going to do. I want a better life. Now, we got a great business. Every area that you and I would normally look at a business is covered. We got the physical facilities, warehouses, manufacturing, management, taking care of all the details and the problems that you and I would normally have to get bogged down in. We don't have to do it. Employees, don't have to have them. Certainly don't have to be pinned down to anything. We have the perfect plan. Why? Because people have worked on it for years. Fine-tuning. We have the perfect plan to work with. It's there. It's handled. Physical facilities are great. Plan's great. But what's really going to be another factor that's going to be important is you and I have a system that's been fine-tuned, and it's been worked on. I was thinking about this. You're going to hear people tell you, you need to read books, listen to tapes, you need to go to these functions. Why? Because reading is nice. Listening to cassette tapes is nice. Going to functions is, you know, just something that's nice. No. Oh, okay, then it's to be successful in this business. No. You don't want to build this business to be successful in this business. No more than you want to be an employee, a self-employed, a business owner, or an investor. You want to do what it's going to take so that you can have what you want. That's what these things are for. What are you going to learn in reading these books? How to be a better person. How to be a better person in different areas of your life. And I found out real quick I needed to be a better person. What are you going to learn on these tapes? How to be a better person and how to develop a network. That's what we're doing, developing a referral network that can handle anything. What are you going to learn at a function, at a business seminar? Whether it be a 2 hours or 2 days, what are you going to learn? How to be a better person. Why? So that you can have what you want. There isn't anything mysterious about any of this. But of course, that's logical. All we're doing is the same thing. You may have heard these names. This is Henry Ford, Ray Kroc, Jeff Bezos, Michael Dell have done. They established systems that allowed businesses to continue to function so they could have their freedom to live the life that they want. You know what we have here? A system, including a pattern to build this business. What you're going to be doing is learning that pattern. Okay? Now, all those are good. Physical facilities, plan, system, those are all good. But you know what? They don't mean diddly squat when it comes long term to being really successful in this business. And success is achieving what's important to you. Okay? What is going to be important, more important than anything else, is what they're coming to find more important on the internet itself. And that's a sense of community, a sense of teamwork, a sense of cooperation, a way to literally drive traffic to internet sites, yes, but more importantly than that, a team of people that believe in each other, that cooperate with each other, that lift each other up. You know, that's what you see here. When we're together like this, that's exactly what you see. Is that team of people are willing to come up here, share everything they can, tell you everything they can, because they want you to have not your own business. They want you to have what's important to you. Now it's important to them. Now it's important to me. But what's important to you? All of these things have come together for one purpose, and that's for you to achieve your goals, your purposes, your dreams, whatever you want to call them. Some of this is a little awkward when we have somebody ask us the question, what are your dreams? That hits us as strange, doesn't it? When we first hear, what are your dreams? Hits us as strange. The strangest part of that is that it would seem strange. Because everybody who has ever accomplished anything will always tell us, first, you've got to have a goal. Then why is it so strange that somebody would ask us what our goals are. It's awkward, but it really should only be awkward if we don't have any. Then it's embarrassing. And we know there's something basically wrong with that. It shouldn't be strange at all when somebody says, what are your goals? What is your purpose? What's your desires? What's your dreams? That shouldn't be strange. We should feel complimented that anybody would even care. And you see, that's the heart of our business. That's the community that you're going to hear everybody talking about is needed to be successful on the internet. We found it years ago, before there was an internet. We found it working with other people. And the satisfaction of seeing other people and having a part in helping their dreams come true, oh, the physical rewards have been great. The expense-paid vacations to beautiful sunsets and wiggling your toes in nice white sand with a beautiful turquoise surf rolling in. It's been nice. Driving luxury cars and sports cars, owning them and living in mansions and what some would consider mansions. Beautiful homes. It's been great. Walking into stores and not having to lift the sleeves to see if we like the clothes. Has been great. Going into jewelry stores and not having a jeweler have what's big enough and nice enough in stock. It's been nice. But you know the best part of all is why the people keep asking you that question. What are your dreams? Best part of all is to know that you've had a part and helping other families reach their dreams. Corny? I don't think so. Not once you've experienced it. And that's what we hope you will experience in this business. See you.
This classic audio presentation was created to assist you in your personal development, furthering your leadership skills, and building a sustainable business. While no one can guarantee success, we hope that the principles discussed here will enable you to experience greater confidence and the satisfaction of genuine accomplishment. This is a copyrighted program of Common Sense Mentoring. All rights are reserved.